Hi everyone, this is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. One scripture verse that I have been incorporating into my prayer life lately is Jeremiah 32:17, where the prophet says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." Brothers and sisters, I would love for you to incorporate this wonderful scripture into your prayer life also. Consider a few insights that we can glean from just the first three words of this prayer, "Ah, Lord God." First of all, the word "ah." This is an interjection, one that expresses the sigh of the heart. It can convey perplexity, grief, or an urgent appeal. One lexicon states, quote, "It erupts in moments when human weakness collides with divine sovereignty, allowing speakers to pour out unfiltered emotion before the Lord," end quote. Surely we have all experienced such moments in prayer, often at the beginning when we come in desperation to the throne of grace. We just convey the sigh of our heart, "Ah, ah, Lord God." That second word, "Lord," is really a title. In Hebrew, it is Adonai. It appears over or nearly 150 times in the Old Testament as a reverential address to the one true God. While human rulers may be called Lord, lowercase L-O-R-D, in the Hebrew it's Adon, the plural form Adonai is reserved in Scripture for the Lord, the God who is sovereign over all. And then there's that third word, which is also a title, God. This is God's proper name. In Hebrew, it is Yahweh. It appears over 6,300 times in the Old Testament and is often translated as Lord, all caps, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. This name emphasizes the steadfast love of the Lord as our covenant-keeping God. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23, "The steadfast love of the Lord," there it is, the word Yahweh, "the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." So as Jeremiah with a full heart addresses Lord God, the prophet worships him as the God who is both infinitely powerful and intensely personal. These dual characteristics are reinforced in Jeremiah 32:17 after that opening address, "Ah, Lord God." Jeremiah says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm." Do you see that? God is both infinitely powerful, but also intensely personal. He reaches out to help us in our time of need. Oh, brothers and sisters, rejoice that your Creator cares for you personally. The same power by which the Lord God made the heavens and the earth is the same power by which He saves, helps, upholds, and preserves His people. No wonder the author of Hebrews said, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:16. Amen. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church, please check out our church website at www.websterbible.org. It has been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thank you for listening.